AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Guys, welcome to the podcast. Fiona and I got some new headphones we're
and
trying on.
And they're furry inside.
I keep my headphones intact and always beside me. I know where they are at all times 100% of the time.
Yeah, but I never had a pair of headphones. And to be, as in, the same as you guys.
Fiona, why are they not on your head?
Why are you not using them?
Because Dave was just showing me how to wrap them up.
Oh, girl.
So now I'm actually afraid.
Unwrap and get them on your lower
ears. Yeah, do it.
Okay,
come on,
okay,
do it.
Okay.
She got her official proper broadcast
talk
headphones.
Amongst yourselves.
I'll take your old headphones out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't know how to
do it. Doesn't that lovely on the ear?
Woo.
Yeah.
Here we go. Fiona,
they're kind of furry on the ear.
3, 2, 1.
Now say something. Are we lovely?
Hello. Oh my God. It's a miracle. Whoa, they're really nice.
Are they? Why are they nicer?
They just sound more good.
Yeah, they
cool.
sound
That's
like they're not going to hurt you the same way as the other ones. I felt like the other ones, when you wore them loud, were like right in the eardrum, whereas these have a bit more protection.
They come a little carrier bag. Would you like the carrier bag?
Yeah. Why are you trying it? Why wouldn't I?
Because I don't have mine. I wouldn't bother with that.
But doesn't that keep them cleaner?
Because you know
they're furry on the inside.
But they're very tough to get in the carrier bag. That's what I don't like.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, here you go.
Wow. That was great.
No, it's so nice. Oh, it sounds like the way we used to sound before I lost mine.
But you know,
everyone
listening won't tell a single difference.
Yeah.
No, you guys won't care. But you know when you get a, like, Boss Nick came in and gave them out of a big bag and they were in a box and it just felt like a real, you know, a box when you were like 12 that you might open on Christmas Day that you were like, oh my God, I've been waiting for this thing for so long.
No, I was so excited when he came in. I thought it was for all of us, but no, it was just for you.
But what would you want?
I didn't know. To be honest, I thought maybe it was like some sort
Sweets?
Of a Christmas present because he won't be at the Christmas party, which is tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, is he not going to the Christmas party?
No, he's
Why?
Not. He's his wife's 40th.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
You were there for that conversation this morning.
Was I?
Yeah.
Mm. What? Really?
We discussed this.
Can I have these headphones now
for
my
desk?
Are you
sure I was there?
Yeah.
I literally cannot remember that.
Can I have these headphones for my desk?
That, yeah.
These old ones?
Yeah, but you have to keep my name on them.
No problem.
I have to brand you.
Zoo.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, well then that's fine.
Hey, this has probably been the worst podcast intro we've ever done.
Oh, we've done some pretty bad ones.
We've done some pretty bad ones. Is this worse or better than we've loads to be doing with See You Later?
Wait, I have a new controversial opinion, you know, that we were talking about them today. Or we were talking about them yesterday on the pod. And later on in this show, you'll hear we talk about like fairground amusements, waltzers and the like. I don't like bumper cars. I don't like
Why?
Them.
Back it's to just, the back.
I'm scared every time something drives into me.
My mom is the exact same.
Really?
Yeah.
And I feel like they're everyone's favourite
thing.
They
don't give me a kick.
Do they not?
No, I don't like them. It's just, I don't know, I think, here's my opinion.
You already have a bump.
I do.
I think if you've ever been in a car accident, you don't like bumper cars.
Oh,
fair. Have you been in a car accident?
Loads.
Have you?
Yeah.
Real?
Yeah. Fucking serious.
Is that why you are the way
really?
You are? Is that why you look the way you look?
I've written off. I've been on 3 fairly like rode off car crashes.
Really?
Oh my
Emma?
God, Emma.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have been in a few little minorish car crashes, but I wasn't.
Have you not been in a car crash?
Never.
Okay, sorry, Fee.
This was before that. I've never liked.
I've bumped my car into someone.
No, like a proper like.
But I've never been in a car crash.
Car is off the road. Like no. you're.
Have you been in a car crash, Callum?
What a weird question.
Apart from this show.
Sorry, Callum just walked in, by the way.
I haven't. I was nearly ran over once.
This show.
And this was only last year.
Oh my God.
There's a set of traffic lights near my apartment. And it had turned green and all this traffic was stationary. And then I was in the middle of the crossing and this white van just absolutely bombed it. Came out of nowhere, like from the line
of traffic. I remember you telling us about this at the time.
Yeah, bombed it down the way. And it was like no word of a, like, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. No,
like, inches away.
What?
Wow.
That's
I was
so
like, my heart
scary.
Was racing for ages afterwards.
Oh my God.
But no, never been in a, probably had a few little wobbles, but nothing serious.
And did anyone stop and like, see, are you okay? Or
there was people, like everyone in the cars around, like kind of stuck their heads out. And I was trying to find the reg of the van or whatever, and it just shot off.
Was he gone?
What the hell?
Completely gone.
Yeah, it's. I think once you feel that impact of a bump,
yeah,
from a crash, you don't like the bumper cars.
No, exactly.
Yeah, next trying to come in there to bring a beer, I think. So,
more presents.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning. Good morning. What is it, July? 13 and a half degrees I got in the car this morning.
I didn't even bring a coat today. It's
balmy.
It is balmy.
I got up, I got up early to like to heat up the car. Like a chump.
That's a mugs game.
Like an
what are
idiot.
You actually doing that?
The heating was on in my house last night and I was like, there's absolutely no need for this. Turn it off. It's fine.
I went out last night like to into Ballsbridge. We were just like kind of out at that Christmas thing. I'll tell you about it later. But we brought a coat. We didn't have it zipped up. We'd no hats. We'd no gloves. We were happy out.
That is just stunning.
What's happening with that?
Does it mean there's a storm coming?
It just means there's cloud cover, lads.
Is that what it means?
Yeah,
the clouds are keeping us warm.
It's not going to be as frosty, is it?
I've never seen clouds keep us warm before.
Yeah, we want it to be something more dramatic than that.
We want to think that summer is coming back. Yeah. I was in the nail salon yesterday. Sandy's getting my nails done, right?
Shout out.
Long owl appointment there for a good couple of hours.
Ooh.
And as I sat, because I was getting the toes done as well. And as I sat there, one of the ladies to the right of me, she works there, and she did my nails before. Bless her for remembering my name. She was like, Emma. And I was like, hey, how are you? And she went, you look so tired again.
Again?
Again.
And I just went,
oh,
thanks.
Do you know what you should have done? You should have just went.
That is so multifaceted.
But she's like, the kindest woman ever. She didn't mean anything bad by it. I was just like, yeah, she was like,
she
early
not?
Start. No, she didn't.
Isn't that how
but
people it, get away
but
with
it? But it hit me. Do you know what I mean?
Of
it was
course.
Like, oh, you're looking so tired again. I was like, I'm so sexy when I walk around after work. Like, I'm gorgeous. I see people like, what a beautiful looking woman. She's crusty.
Yeah.
She's pale as, I don't know, as anything. There's bags under her eyes.
I always think that too. I'm always like, I hope no one can see me right now. I hope I'm just invisible, but I'm very much like walking through Dundrum Town Centre. Yeah. Like, people can see I'm there, but like, I'm like,
at the same
no
time,
one's looking at me, right?
Jamie and Faye are on nights and they'd look just as crusty as me.
Exactly. Say to them. Good morning. Right. Absolutely huge news in the Frawley household yesterday.
I'm just after looking
really,
at the
really
at the running order, and I have if it's what I think it
do
is.
You know what this is.
If it's what I think it is, I'm going to be very
so
excited.
Yeah. Happy.
I feel like for you listening, maybe you have not been following this journey as much, but I know Emma and Dave have been concerned / judging the fact that it's
concerned.
No, the concern is from Emma.
Judging
is from Dave. So. For the past 2 years, I haven't had heating upstairs in my house. It's just been something that we've always been meaning to get fixed. A couple of winters ago, we had a plumber in and he said, I think that's like we had to change the boiler a couple of years ago. And he was like, you're going to have this issue every year.
Is he that bad a plumber?
I don't know. Like, we've had a million different plumbers. This is part of the issue as well, because they always ghost. They're always like, yeah, I'll be there at 2 o'clock on Wednesday. And then you just never see or hear from them again.
They're so busy.
They're
all
elusive
the time. It's
kings,
crazy.
If I was to be complimentary.
And if they just
them.
Made it more approachable for a woman in that career, there
we,
would be
we'd
so
come
fewer.
And see
why is it
and
not approachable?
Get the job done.
Just, I don't think just societally, it just wasn't that much like kind of targeted towards girls. And then as a result, there's such a, like, there's
so
scarce.
Better if
there'd
it was
more.
A woman plumber.
I think it would.
No, I
or
think
be
it'd
more.
Be more.
The arse crack
scarcity.
Would be more enjoyable
I
to
think
look
if,
at.
If I was to like,
hairy.
If I get fired tomorrow, I'd definitely go and learn a trade.
You should.
I'd go and learn
oh my
be
God, they're
an
making
electrician,
such
a be a plumber.
You'd make a killing,
serious
honestly.
Yeah. You're always busy though,
yeah.
That's the
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
always ghosting Fiona.
Exactly. And it's, yeah, if you have anyone in your life, like they're just always calling you out for like a free job. But so it has taken a while to nail down a plumber and it's just been an issue for a long time. Yesterday, I finally got a plumber to come to the house. And this is just an aside for any tradespeople. If you have a phone number online and I ring it, can you say like, hello, whatever speaking, or hello, blah, blah, plumber services? Because
when
they just say hello,
yeah.
I'm like, hey, is this the plumber. I was on the phone to you the other day about my house. Like, I ramble because I'm like, I don't know if this is like their dad.
I always instantly forget what it is they do.
Exactly.
I get my car radio fixed at the moment by a company and I ring up the company. It's just a guy and he's like, hello. And I'm like, hi, is that the car?
Yeah, you don't know the name.
Frequency. And I completely forgot the name for radio. And I was like, I gave in a bit. No, I'm going to start again. I gave you a radio. Do you have it?
And they're like, what? And it's like, they would make it so much easier if they just said, hello, car frequency company or whatever the feck they're called. But so, okay, so finally got this plumber out to the gaff. I wasn't there at the time. Dwayne was dealing with
it. Was this yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was coming between 2 and 4. So I was in Dundrum looking for an outfit for the Christmas party. Dwayne texts and he was like, bad news, and I'm not joking. He was like, the pump needs to be replaced in the boiler. It's going to be 680 euro. The guy has gone to get the parts now.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I guess I'll be leaving Dundrum Town Centre and not purchasing anything new for this Christmas party. Wow. And then I arrived home from Dundrum. And okay, so the guy
I found a pipe in Tara.
I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. Is this the one we need? The guy was like, I'm coming back tomorrow with the parts, doing the job tomorrow afternoon, which would be today afternoon. Oh. I was like, right, Grant, we just have to do it. Like, we need heat in the house. It's
You're
just it's one of those things. I know, exactly. Like, the baby will need heat. So it was grand when it was just the two of us. But then I arrive home from Dundrum. So another plumber rang from the same company while I was still there, saying, listen, one of the lads finished up a job earlier than he thought. He can do it tonight. He wants it done. And I was like, yeah, yeah, Grant, just bite the bullet and do it. I arrive home from Dundrum. The plumber is finishing up. Dwayne has gone upstairs to get him some cash. The plumber leaves. And Dwayne goes, that plumber said there was nothing wrong with the pump, that he could replace the pump, but it would be morally wrong of him. 240 euro. There was just a problem with the pressure and he showed us how to fix it.
You're
again
joking.
Next year. Yeah. So if that guy hadn't finished up the job early and we'd gotten the other plumber, we would have had to spend like 450 euro more.
Wow.
Oh my God.
We just got so lucky that this guy finished and he was like, I'm going to get in trouble.
That's the thing that annoys me. Some of them are so good and some of them haven't a clue.
And he was like, I'm going to get in trouble from my boss for saying this to you.
But that's
so
morally
I'm like,
wrong.
What the hell? But yeah, so someone's looking down on us. So I did buy an outfit for the Christmas.
Woo!
And the house is, it's crazy having a warm house.
Oh, I know.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, it's very nice.
You're not like screaming in pain when you go upstairs to bed. You're like, it's hot over here.
You can't see your breath when you're hopping into getting into your bed.
It's mad.
I can't wait to see you in your overalls at the Christmas party.
Yeah. In Snickers.
Now, a reminder, Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. We've announced 3 of 4 comedians that'll join us to raise money for charity on the 10th of December.
Ooh.
The final comedian to be added to the lineup will be announced after 8 a.m. Stick with us. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Yesterday on the show, Fiona was talking about baby names. Obviously, she's pregnant, so she's kind of like having a look at baby names that are potentials for her new child.
Mm-hmm.
But you were looking at ones that were awful, weren't you?
Yeah, I've just been getting served a lot of like lists on Instagram, and I just kind of handpicked some of the most questionable that I found.
Do you remember any of them?
Rennie was a big
was one.
Rennie was the closer.
And it was
Rennie's
interesting.
Rennie's actually brilliant, but unfortunately it just reminds you of Harper.
Yeah, which is heavily associated with pregnancy, so maybe that's why someone called their baby that. Taft was one.
Taft. It was Rennie though for me that really stuck with me, and I kind of went home and for the whole evening I was just thinking about, imagine naming your baby after random things.
Yeah.
So say for example, if you were to call it Rennie, Rennie is a nice name if you take out the meaning of what Rennie is.
Yeah,
Rennie is obviously for heartburn and stuff like that. But if Rennie didn't exist, Rennie would be a nice name.
I think it's a great name.
No, it's cute.
It's close to Remy as well,
which is a nice
the
one.
Ratatouille rat, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and there's a few Remys around.
One of Beyoncé's children is
Remy.
Yeah. No, that's Rumi, isn't it?
Rumi.
But there's a few Remys around. Mm. Rennie Dugan.
Yeah, Rennie Dugan.
Okay, it's not too bad.
So I was thinking, if there was other words, and I tasked you both with this as well.
Yeah.
If there were other words and you were to take out their meaning, so as if they didn't exist at all.
Mm. Yeah.
Would they be good baby names?
Yes.
This obsessed me.
I have come up with a couple for you.
Okay.
That I think if you were to take out the meaning of the word, they would be brilliant baby names.
Okay. Well, nothing's off the table.
We start off with fungus.
Fungus.
Oh. Little baby fungus. Take out the meaning. Pretend it's not a word.
Fungus is kind of like Fergus.
Fergus, it is a little bit like Fergus. I also had circus, but I changed it to fungus.
Oh, no, I prefer circus.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything with the ung sound to me is just not screaming
it's
little bundle
six,
of
it?
Joy. I don't know.
It's too Shrewsbury Road.
It's very, yeah.
Myself, Finn, Bar, Stephen and Fungus are going out to the...
Fungus, get in the car. Hurling's a 10.
I thought this for a baby girl. Adrenaline.
Adrenaline. Addy. For sure. Okay.
That's better. Like that.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Better.
This is very similar to someone who's on I'm a Celeb, but I just changed one letter. Vague.
Vague
instead of Vogue. Little vague.
That'd look really nice, like spelled out, like on the wall, and you have like flowers around it, and like little, maybe some baby blocks.
That's vague. The one.
Baby vague.
Baby vague. Yeah. Techno. Little baby techno.
Okay.
Techno.
Okay. He wears like a little Carhartt, and he like has like light up runners, but he's actually 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I had little baby kidney.
Kidney. Kidney's kind of cute.
Kidney's,
I think,
is
like
kind of cute.
Sydney.
The Sydney sound.
Yeah, Sydney and Kidney.
Yeah. That's just like makes them sound small.
So what have you got?
I was observing like everything, including what was on my coat.
Of course.
Which was Velcro.
Oh, lovely.
Velcro.
That's a good one.
Velcro's a beautiful name. It's
Velcro.
Such a shame it means sticky material.
That's something I'd see on an old money list. Which is something I see.
There's different ways you could say it. So you could do it like... Velcro.
Yeah.
But you could do Velcro.
Myself and Velcro are having a mommy and daughter today. We're off to get our nails done.
Speaking of that kind of carry on, this is a bit highbrow.
Okay.
Candelabra.
What is that?
It's like a fancy stick for holding candles.
Yeah.
Candelabra.
Yeah.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah. Candy for short.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like she only gets
just turned her into the most poshest woman in the world into a stripper.
Yeah. Candlestick when she's in trouble.
Another one. Kettle.
Is cute.
You've missed me on this one then.
I think kettle's sweet, no?
I think kettle's cute.
I've got two more for you. One is fleece.
Fleece is nice.
I like
fleece
one syllable.
It's really nice. And then my last one for you, which I think is one of my strongest, gizmo.
Gizmo is my...
You could call him Mo.
Oh my God, okay, now I'm in.
My girlfriend's brother's dog is called Gizmo.
Oh, that's Mo. A great
or Giz,
name.
Gizzy or something, I don't know.
Very good. Callum.
Gizmo is also the name of one of the gremlins from the movie Gremlins.
Yes.
That's
so
what I was
probably
of.
Negative connotation.
Oh,
Gizmo is loaded, but Gizmo is like a bit of technology.
Yeah, yeah. It's like all that doohickey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gadget is cute.
There you go. Little baby doohickey.
Doohickey. I have mine are actually pretty good. I had ribbon.
Your baby.
Ribbon.
Oh,
yeah. Ribbon's lovely.
Ribbon's lovely.
Thoughts? Mist.
Yes.
You know.
Like misty, yeah.
Mist. Keep cup. Guys, come on.
It's actually a really good name for a dog.
It actually is.
Come on, keep cup.
Okay.
Keep cup.
This is kind of seasonal. Tinsel.
I love that.
I just like the NS.
It's a great
tinsel.
Name.
Tinsel.
Really good.
So
name.
Gorgeous. And then this is something that my cousin genuinely wanted to call her baby when we were growing up. Thank God she never did. But she was like, I love that word. Psoriasis. Psoriasis. The skin.
That is
condition.
A nice name. If you take out the meaning
skin.
Of it.
Your cousin.
She was like, I love that word. Her baby is thankfully called Grace. But psoriasis. Thoughts?
Isn't that when you have
I love
the
it.
Itchy skin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
How long do we have to wait till we figure out what you're having and what you're going to call this?
Little baby acne.
Little baby Roaccutane. A few more months. Yeah. Not long now.
Here's Somber. This is 12 to 12 Roaccutane. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
In Emma, Dave and Fiona with you. And all right. This week on the show, we are out the door because people really, really want this prize. We're teaming up with The Smooth Company.
Yeah, their hair care gift sets are the must-have Christmas sets this year with three to choose from. You got the Smooth Mini Bar, you got the Luxe Layer, and you got the Detangled Ever After. I don't know which one I'll be going for, girl.
Ooh.
I haven't a clue.
I think you should do the Luxe.
Can I get all three? Do you know what I mean?
Do. Treat yourself.
I like the Luxe Layer.
Their pop-up shops are in Liffey Valley Shopping Centre and Dundrum Town Centre, and they're open until December 23rd. 23rd. Or we have a Detangled Ever After gift set to give away every day this week on the show.
So our second last one to give away this morning. Sean is there. How are you?
Good. I'm very good. I'm keeping very good here now.
Oh my God, you sound very chirpy. What are you up to?
I'm just on the way. I'm pulled in on the side here. I'm on the
very
way to work.
Good man.
What do you do, Sean?
I'm an electrician.
Very good.
That's why you're so happy. Got plenty of work in the lead up to Christmas.
And where are you in the world right now, Sean?
I'm on the way to Grange Castle.
To Grange Castle. Where's Grange Castle?
Clondalkin.
Ah, very good. Very nice. And tell us this, Sean. Do you've kind of a few flyaway hairs yourself, or what's the story?
No, it'd be for my special girlfriend, I will.
Your special girlfriend?
As opposed to the other girlfriend.
Didn't stick your finger in a plug and your hair is all like
static
and you need to smooth it down? Because that would be no judgment from us.
Yeah, that could be the case as well.
Sean doesn't like jokes about his electrical.
His hair is perfect.
That's no problem.
And electrician work is amazing.
Of course, very good.
All right, Sean, okay. We've detangled.
Yeah, don't be worrying, guys.
We tangled up a song. The song sounds like this. Can you tell us the song title and the artist, Sean?
Sapphire Ed Sheeran.
Let's check if you're right.
Yeah!
One, you've won yourself the Detangled Ever After gift set. Will your girlfriend be delighted with you?
Emma, it's his special girlfriend.
Will your special girlfriend? Yes, good. What's your special girlfriend's name?
Megan.
Oh, Sean and Megan.
That's cute. That works.
Is that the Christmas present?
She loves in as well. She always texts in.
Legend.
Oh, well, then she knows what she's getting.
And listen, is that her Christmas present sorted then, Sean?
One of them, yeah.
Nice.
One of them.
Very nice. Good answer.
Sean, congratulations. Have a fantastic day.
See you later, Sean.
Bye, Sean.
For the very last time this week, tomorrow morning on the show, same time, same place, you can win your gift set with the Smooth Company. Happy bleeding day.
Very cool. Congratulations to Sean. I hope she does his hair.
Megan.
Yeah, smooths his hair.
Yeah, smooth that down.
Here's Amble. Socrates Smiles on Spin. It's Amble and Socrates Smiles. This is Spin. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Did you see, obviously, I'm sure you saw about the car that crashed into Centra on Thames Street.
Yes.
You know, accidentally, of course. But someone has...
Oh, God, was it you?
I'm sorry. Guys, hard to make that turn.
So I just didn't bother.
So I just thought, what happens if I go straight? Google Maps, I keep going straight. But someone's already turned it into an oil painting.
Yeah, I saw this.
It's on those. Stunning. Yeah, yeah, this guy, Carl Hickey, I'm just having a look through his Instagram now, and he does, like, he has loads of paintings of, like, guards and, like, swans in the canal. He has a painting of someone, like stamping down the green bin, like the recycling and stuff.
Oh, I love that. Just real kind of normal day-to-day stuff.
Just Dublin things.
So you'd say that the car smashing into the centre on Dame Street was kind of an exception to the normal kind of mundane
It was a
stuff.
Bit more jazzy. Mm. But, like, it's cool seeing the contents of Centra be, like, oil painted. Yeah. And he's also captured this woman that's on top looking out, being like, oh my God.
Someone just crashed
into my building.
Into the building, yeah, yeah.
It's slay. Shout out Carl.
Well, they actually did such a good job of cleaning it up so quick. Like, the car was gone, all the debris was gone, they had it, like, repainted and all, but then, like,
it's unbelievable. And it led to so much creativity. We've got this work of art. We've got Victoria's Secret doing a full lip sync. So, I mean, maybe people should crash into Centra.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Things for legal reasons, condone. I don't endorse that.
Speaking of, let's go to traffic now.
Alex, what's the story out there?
Morning, lads. The M50 southbound is...
Christmas feels so Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Welcome on in. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello.
And yes, it is happening really, really soon. We're putting on a huge stand-up comedy night this Christmas for charity. All the money we raise will go to Dublin Simon Community. It's class.
We've never done anything like this before, but our Fiona Frawley is a stand-up comedian, so we decided, right, why don't we just put her under pressure, get her to host a comedy night. Oh, then we got roped into it.
Now who's under pressure?
Now who's under pressure?
It's a walk in the park.
It's happening in the Sugar Club, December 10th. This is an over-18s event. Tickets on sale on Friday. They're €30.
Oh my God.
And all proceeds are going to charity, which is fantastic.
And have a listen to this lineup, who you are going to get for that £30. So far, we've announced Shane Daniel Byrne, Rachel Galvo, and Michael Fry, all confirmed. And we have a fourth to add very soon alongside our own Emma and
three Dave. Of my literal favourite comedians.
No, they're incredible.
They're incredible.
And I'll be hosting the night or whatever. Like, and I'm actually kind of good.
But unfortunately for us and for you, me and Emma will be doing our own 5-minute set. Please be kind to us.
That's going to be one of the highlights, and people are going to be so supportive of it.
5 minutes is such a long
time. such a long time. I'd be like, am I done? And I'd be like, David, you've done 15 seconds.
Oh my God.
If you want to go a bit under, it's grand. No one will ever be annoyed at you for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. We're going to be telling you about how you can purchase tickets very soon. But we want to give a pair away because it's charity after all. So listen, if you want
to
win...
So you could get to this without getting any money to charity whatsoever.
Maybe you can throw a few quid
into a bucket or something, all right, if you win the tickets, okay?
We don't have to.
If you want to win a pair of tickets this morning on the show, just WhatsApp us the word laugh. Get us, because that's what you'll be doing on the night. You'll laugh to 087 711 1038. That is laugh to 087 711 1038.
Can I ask, does a laugh emoji qualify?
Oh, yeah. Producer Callum?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
That's great.
Very good.
So if
that's
you want
very
to win,
modern.
You have to go to VAR on that one.
So Shane Daniel Byrne, Rachel Galvo and Michael Fry all performing on the night, and another comedian to announce in the next few minutes. This
and I'm very
amazing.
Excited to announce the other comedian.
Yeah.
Very, very excited.
Oh my God, it's going to be
huge
busy backstage.
Name.
Big divas, big personalities, all scrapping.
Win your way there by messaging us the word laugh in a WhatsApp right now. 087 711 1038. Tricky. Oh, it's getting serious now. We are well into this. The Tricky 10, a game we launched 5 or 6 weeks ago. And you know what? Questions are asked a bit about this. 100% in each and every individual game, will a number between 1 and 10 repeat? The answer is always no.
No.
Okay?
That's one
always
of the rules.
Always no. We're not going to ask you a question that the answer is 5 to multiple times. That's not going to happen. And we want to get you top of the leaderboard as well.
Exactly. There's something very nice that you could be taking home if you do top that leaderboard. It's our exclusive Money Can't Buy Fuzzy Charge Snoodie that you can snuggle up under. Maybe you're like me and you had no heating in your house for ages and you just need a bit of warmth. We can do that for you here at Spin.
100%. On to give this a crack this morning is Zach on his way to work. What is work for you?
Teacher.
Your teacher.
What do you teach? What subject?
Spanish predominantly and then a bit of Irish.
That's Spanish and Irish.
That's fabuloso.
I never had the chance to learn Spanish in my school. It was either German or French. I was gutted. I would have loved to have done Spanish.
I learned Spanish, but I was crap.
Really?
I always wanted to be fluent in Spanish. The only time where I'm actually decent in Spanish is when I'm in Spain.
Yeah.
It just kind of comes rushing back to you for some reason. I don't know how.
Restaurant vocab.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Yeah. Why is it always? Why is that what we always say?
I don't know.
Everyone always wants to talk about the library, no matter what. And it's like, when have we ever been inside one? Okay, very good. That's stunning. I wonder if we have any Spanish questions on. We'll see. But I think, you know, you're obviously in the educational field, so I'm sure you'll do well. Zach, how this works is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. Now, we're only going to be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer to something, just give it a guess. Again, it's between 1 and 10, so, you know, you can't really lose. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snoodie. Currently top of the leerboard to beat is Jessica. She scored 6 within 55
seconds. It would be Hesica, because J turns to H.
Okay. Someone did do Spanish.
I did.
Maybe there was a bit of Spanish
very
in that.
Good, Emma.
My Spanish cousin.
Very good.
Yes, Patty, of course. Okay, very good. Very good. I believe in you, Zach. How are you feeling?
Yeah, confident.
Good. Let's do it.
That's good. I like it, Zach. I'm going to ask your questions. The best of luck. I'll count you in. Here we go. The Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Artain Castle and St. Anne's Park are in which Dublin postal district?
7.
How many letters are in the word Christmas?
8.
Zayn Malik was in the boy band What Direction?
1.
October is what number month of the year?
10.
An insult for someone who wears glasses is what eyes?
4 eyes.
How many films have there been in the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise?
5.
Britney Spears had a 2009 single about what number?
2.
What number ball do you have to pot to win a pool game?
8.
When performing in a duet, how many people are in the act?
2.
The rugby tournament that happens at the start of the year is called the What Nations?
6.
Stop the clock.
Okay, wow.
Very good.
You're taking your time on that, Zach. How do you feel like you did?
It was all right. Some of the questions, like Britney Spears, I had no clue.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was looking at the answer going, I've never heard of that song.
Yes,
have you
not?
Do.
Three.
You'll yes, know it when you hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's see how you did, Zach.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
six.
Another six. Listen, let's have a look.
We all get snooty.
See what caught
you. No, we don't know, actually. I think you might have done it in quicker
Artane
time.
Artane Castle and St. Anne's Park are actually in Dublin 5.
What did he say?
7.
I think you said Dublin 7. How many letters in the World Christmas? I think you said 8. The answer we were looking for there is 9. How many films have there been? That was a nasty one.
That was a nasty one.
Yeah, I didn't like that question because you have to do the maths on top of that in your head. So there's obviously the Jurassic Park franchise, then the Jurassic World franchise. You were asked kind of how many films there's been in those combined. The answer there was actually 7. The Britney Spears song 2009 was called 3, and that's pretty much it. They're the ones that you got wrong this morning.
Jurassic Park or Jurassic World have more?
Jurassic World has 4, Jurassic Park has 3.
Jurassic World with Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
No, it's 4.
Well, no, he has 3, and then there was a new one, Dominion, this year as well.
I wouldn't have known that.
But we've got to get to the nitty gritty of the time.
Yes.
Because obviously, if it's the dead heat with the score, you've got to get the best time.
Yeah.
Jessica maxed out her time. She got 55. You did not max out your time. You've gone top of the leaderboard in 50.81 seconds.
Hey, very good. 5 seconds before. That's
amazing.
Brilliant.
Okay, so you're currently top of the leaderboard.
Fantastic. That's like the Spanish speaking makes me go quicker, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Muy rápido.
Muy rápido. Zach, thank you very much, or gracias, as they say in Spain. And have a fantastic day, or día, as they say.
Ciao.
Gracias. Adios.
Adios.
See you later. Bye.
Does it say ciao, or is that like Italian?
I think that's more Italian.
When I was in Tenerife, people were saying ciao.
I think it's a European thing. We should bring that here.
Yeah.
Ciao. Go on. Let's see you later. Ciao.
Ciao.
If you want to take on the Tricky 10 tomorrow, just message us the word tricky to 087-711-103. But listen, I can't have you tell us that you don't know this Britney
what
Spears
is it?
Song.
Come on. 1, 2, 3, not only you and me, got 180 degrees, and I'm caught in between. Counting 1, 2, 3, Peter Pan, Mary, getting down. I've never heard it in my life.
So
it's
good.
Good bop. It sounds like Circus at the start of it.
It's off of Circus' album, like,
is it?
Pink.
Similar theme.
It's similar
perhaps.
Kind of whatever. But it's, yeah, I've never heard that song in my entire
life. It's about opening up your relationship to a new person. To add into the mix.
Okay.
A bit of a David Hay job, isn't it? Exactly.
Yeah, very
exactly.
Nice.
Listen, if you want to take on the Tricky 10 tomorrow, just message us the word tricky right now.
And do it. Get involved. Christmas feels so magical. Emma, Dave and Fiona's big night of laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community. What a song to go into this. I ain't worried. I am worried, One Republic. I'm incredibly worried.
You're going to be so fine. You just need the confidence of Benson Boone.
Yeah, listen,
who also features in the start of this.
We're hosting a massive stand-up comedy night this Christmas, all to raise money for Dublin Simon community. It's in the Sugar Club December 10th. It's an over-18s event. And
Tickets tomorrow, guys!
On sale tomorrow. But me and Emma have to do a 5-minute set at the thing, and it's terrifying.
I'm
putting this off like the leaving cert study.
Yeah,
every time. Like, I was literally in Nutgrove yesterday and I was like, I should be working in my comedy thing.
Yeah, guys,
it is time to get the finger out.
Tickets are £30, all funds raised going to charity. And if you want to win your tickets, I know it sounds weird to say win when it's a charity thing, but we'll assume you'll throw a few quid in a bucket on the night. Yeah. Message us the word laugh right now, 087-711-103. But 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, On the button, 8 o'clock, we'll put those tickets on sale.
That's when you'll be able to purchase them. So far, already announced for the lineup, we have Shane Daniel Byrne,
woo!
Rachel Galvo,
woo!
And Michael Fry.
We must introduce our final comedian on that lineup.
Yeah, let's do this. I'm going to do the intro. One of the Ireland's biggest comedians, over 250,000 Instagram followers. She's currently in the middle of her 68-date UK and Ireland Immaculate Tour.
She's part of the podcast Keep It Tight with another huge comedian, Deirdre O'Kane. It's Emma Doran.
Morning, Emma.
And she's joining us on the phone. She's a very busy woman. She has stuff on, don't you know?
She sounds like she's in bed. Are you in bed, Emma?
I'm not in bed, sorry. You know, it's not very interesting stuff, unfortunately. But thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here with us.
Thought you'd enjoy the intro. You're obviously a very busy woman this morning. Were you doing a podcast, I hear?
I was doing my podcast with Deirdre O'Kane, Keeping It Tight.
And you're on your tour at the moment, Emma, and I've been loving your documentation of what is on offer in certain dressing rooms. You're obviously a few steps ahead of me. I'd be getting like maybe an old banana from 1996 if I'm lucky. But you've been getting some Sambos and all. It's been a very beautiful setup for you.
I've been getting some Sambos. You know, now I'm kind of feeling I look like I'm a bit of a moocher and I'm posting the pictures purely because I want to get more.
It all yeah, what are you showing bar. Off for?
Yeah, I know. No, but it all started in Castlebar because you know yourself, Fiona. You're kind of like, is there any water here? You know, it's very, what do you say, rustic a lot of the time. So when I walked up to Castlebar, they had a whole spread for me. Fiona sandwiches, the whole shebang.
Oh, wow.
Biscuits, everything, crisps as well. Wow. Gorgeous. So I was like, people have to see this. And now people want to know. People are so nosy. I would be the same. They want to see what's backstage.
Mm.
And
oh, even 100%.
Like last night I was gigging and there was crisps and bars and stuff. And people were asking me, now do you take home the stuff that you don't eat?
And that's like, a moocher.
Yeah, what's the etiquette there? Well, you see, I did throw a bar in my bag last night.
Oh, fair enough.
Say,
of course.
I had a drive. Yeah. Bar.
And your
bar,
mother.
Protein.
That's it.
Yeah, to get your protein, sugar hit for the drive home. Okay, producer Callum, take note of all this because the dressing room needs to be stocked.
Yeah, what do you want on it, Emma? Do you want
you
want your funeral sandwiches? You want your bar?
Oh yeah, what's on my rider? No, it's actually on my rider. This is so sad now, just to say this. Hey, don't tell anyone, but it's basically a kettle made tea and water.
Oh
and
God.
Miss. I feel so cheeky even after
God.
That.
God,
like,
you may as well be asking for the
trouble,
moon.
You're unreal.
I know,
get
yeah.
a kettle, please. Emma, do
you
remember?
You have a bit of chalk.
A bit of chalk. Noted.
On the night, we, as in me and Emma, are doing our very first comedy night ever.
Oh God.
We're doing 5 minute set.
Because the world is cruel, Emma.
Yeah, we are. Now, do you have any tips? We've been asking the comedians, do they have any tips for us? Rachel Galvo just said, shove it down their throat and deal with it. And Michael Fry just said, audiences are much nicer than you think.
A sympathy laugh is still a laugh.
And then Shane Daniel Byrne said, just remember something you've said funny at a party and just say that. So not amazing advice to go on, but what do you think? Have you any tips for us?
Oh, I think all their advice was good, to be honest. Do you know what it is? I think actually what Michael said there is great, like, because people are there to enjoy themselves. They want to laugh. Mm. They're on your side. They're willing you to be good. I mean, sometimes what I'll do, if I forget something or I'm like, oh God, I'm after telling that in the wrong order, I will just say it. So I feel like on stage, let people in to your stream of consciousness what's going on in your head.
That's really good
because
advice.
Then people are like, okay, that's why she's kind of got that look on her face, because she's thinking this. If there's something going on in the room, or you're like, oh, I can't remember the next bit, or I'm really nervous or whatever, because then everyone's like, okay, we're getting to know them now.
Yes. You
know, they're not freaking out for no reason.
Okay.
That's very good advice.
Jokes is actually the most important thing.
I know.
Have some jokes if possible.
How important are the jokes?
I knew you'd have good advice, Emma, because the rest of them, they're kind of from the online world. I know that you're online now as well, but I feel like they just swanned in. They did a few videos, whereas you were in the trenches.
Very handy.
Doing
very
Tuesday
handy.
Nights at certain venues. And I feel like you know what the crack is. And that's why we're getting you on first on the night to kind of kick things off, in and out, fill up the kettle, get yourself a tea for the road if you want.
Do comedians like being put on
fill
first?
Me bag. I like going first, yeah. I like going first because I think sometimes when you watch somebody before you, it's difficult because even if they're doing really, really well, you're thinking, oh my God, they're doing really, really well. Mm. And if they're doing badly, you're thinking, oh no, what's happening? What's going on? So hopefully, fingers crossed, I shouldn't even say this out loud because I'm jinxing myself. Hopefully I can set a nice mood.
Emma, thank you so much for doing this. We are so excited for it and I hope you are too.
It sounds great. It sounds like a great lineup. I think we're going to have a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Oh. Happening in the Sugar Club on Wednesday, the 10th of December. Tickets on sale tomorrow.
Woo. Woo.
Emma Thanks Doran, so much, thank you Emma. So much.
See you soon.
Good
Bye.
Luck.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears.
How will Dave do? Bad. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh my God, here we are. It is Thursday and it's time to put Dave through his paces on the girly quiz.
What if I just plead the fifth?
What does that mean?
I don't really understand that.
I think it means I have the right to remain silent.
No.
Well, we won't be accepting that.
No, you don't.
We need you to lose the year. Currently, Dave is at 21 wins to 19. And if he wins this week, he can't lose
this
the year.
This is so close.
It's a bit of an interesting one.
Sorry,
for us.
Say that to me again. So if he wins this week, he's won the year.
basically. Well, he could tie. Okay, he could tie.
I can't lose. If I win this week, I can't lose the year.
Oh okay, my God, no, I hate this.
I know, right. I know. So I'm like, I hope we made the questions hard enough. Yeah. And I would love to take one of his lifelines away. As you probably know at this stage, he has his Simplify, which is kind of like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 50-50. Or he has his Phone a Female.
Also quite Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Similar to the Phone a Friend. And that this morning is Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Morning, Emma. How are you? Is Emma there?
Have we lost our Emma? I believe we have. We'll get Emma back on the line in a sec.
But I need to ask her if she's good at body parts. I
know. Oh, yeah. So I'm sure Emma is good at body parts. And speaking of body parts, this is the girly quiz. So sometimes we can venture into waters uncharted.
Okay.
Body parts that you might not usually hear discussed on the radio. So if there's a conversation you're not willing to have with little ears in the car, maybe just have your hand gently hovering over the
Fair
dial.
Enough.
Good news. Emma's there. Hello, Emma.
Morning,
Hello.
Emma.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, Emma, do us two favours. One, please stop hanging up. And
oh, you hung up on me.
Well, Emma. Apologies, Emma.
I didn't.
Don't start this now.
Emma's gaslighting Dave.
Emma,
I love it.
What is your bit of expertise when it comes to women?
Don't say body
parts. Is it body parts? Is it health and beauty? Is it anything else?
I'm actually very tomboyish.
You're very what?
Tomboyish.
You're very
but
tomboyish.
I do know a lot about girls too, yeah.
Okay, right, good. Yeah, okay, great. Listen,
you could have helped us out with the manly quiz. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's kick this off and hope for a big loss for Dave.
All
Hang
right,
on
Emma.
There, Emma.
Stay there, I will need
Let's
you at some point.
Let's kick this off. Sorry. Question one, which is kind of an easier one in the sense that it is a multiple choice question.
Okay.
We would like to know, which of the following is not a type of nail art?
Crap. I think I asked this to someone the other day.
Oh, did you? Did okay.
So it could have been also months ago. I have no concept of time.
We're looking for the type of nail art that isn't... Sorry, the type that... One of these is not nail art.
Say. Okay.
Is it A, chrome, B, crinkle, or C, cat's eye? So A is chrome, B is crinkle, and one is cat's eye, and one of those is not a type of nail art.
One of those is not a type of nail art.
One of these things is not like the other.
I think cat's eye is one.
What would that look like? Do you have any ideas on it? Like,
I'd imagine it's probably maybe like one little diamond in the middle of the nail.
Okay, beautiful.
Like when you're driving on the motorway in the dark and you see one little light, and then there's another one and another one and another one.
And then your parents as kids pretended you got a puncture by driving over them.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's chrome. I think chrome is the answer you're looking for. I don't know what crinkle is. But I'm not certain enough. I'm not certain. Should I go to the tomboy? Should I go to Emma? What do you think? Do you think Emma would know?
I don't know.
She said she's a tomboy, but she does know stuff about girls.
All right,
you
know what? Let's call in Emma on the first one.
All right, welcome on in.
Morning, Emma. How are you? Emma, I got 30 seconds on the clock. Tell me which one is not.
Okay, well, this is my profession.
It is.
It's your profession.
Chrome, crinkle, or cat's eye. What's not art?
Crinkle.
Crinkle is not art.
No.
Are you a nail artist, Emma?
Yes.
Oh my God.
My
this
God. Was meant for
are
you.
The chances.
This is
not my, what are the chances?
That's
okay,
crazy
so
right
final
now.
Answer crinkle. Yes, Emma?
Yes,
okay,
crinkle.
Okay, here
We're
we
locking
go.
That
final
in.
Answer crinkle. Yeah!
Come on.
I can't believe we have a nail artist on the phone.
This
you
is
didn't,
perfect.
You didn't
and I really wanted
us.
To self sabotage that.
Yeah, but you couldn't. For your own job, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, Emma, that's just brilliant. What are the chances? The tomboy who's the nail artist.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's mad.
That is brilliant. Thank you, Emma. You've won yourself that €50 Just Eat voucher. Fair play.
Well done, Emma.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, hon. Bye,
girl. Good luck.
How cool was that?
That was perfect.
Oh my gosh. Busy girl in the lead up to Christmas, I'd say.
I'd imagine so,
flat out.
I was actually in there yesterday getting them done. I was like, are they even going to be able to squeeze me in again before Christmas?
I know. It's crazy. You need to be making those bookings in July.
So you made crinkle up. That's nothing.
It's nothing. All right, Dave. Question two.
Thank God, because I would have got that wrong. I would have went straight in. I was like, no, it's definitely chrome.
Chrome would be the most well-known one. Anyway.
Right, okay.
Okay, question two. This one's for you. Well, they all are, but this one's especially for you. Vogue Williams is currently enjoying her time in the jungle on I'm a Celeb.
Don't tell me she has a company and I have to guess it.
What is the name of her fake tan brand?
For God's sake, I'm sick of these questions.
What is Vogue Williams is... fake tan brand.
As soon as they bring up a celebrity, it's like, what's her company? I don't know. What have I seen? Vogue Williams.
Yeah.
Has a tan brand.
Yeah, she does.
It should be just called Vogue. And I don't know is the answer. Is the obviously I don't know. I know she does ads for Persil.
For Fairy Non-Bio.
Oh, that one.
It is.
Get it right, Dave.
Fairy Non-Bio.
Don't forget to close the box with a click-clack. Shout out.
Okay. I'm going to have to 50-50.
We're going to 50-50.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's enter Simplify mode.
Oh, this is crap.
All right, Dave. Vogue Williams is currently enjoying her time on in the jungle on I'm a Celeb. What is the name of her fake tan brand? Is it A, Rare by Vogue? Is it B, Bear by Vogue? A, Rare by Vogue? B, Bear by Vogue?
Rare or Bear?
Rare or Bear?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way she's calling it Bear.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be Bear. It has to be Rare. Vogue's tanning line, tanning company, whatever, is called Rare by Vogue.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Bear as in like B-E-A or like
B-A-R-E.
Bear by Vogue.
Like bear arse. Like.
Yeah, like as in, oh, I'm so natural. Like it's just bear. Like it's like there's not mommy.
I'm so happy.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm so happy.
Say to you.
And now we crack in to question
three. Yes! No help!
Do you know what would have been great if we had Vogue on the line there for that one? That'd
she's
be perfect.
In the jungle. Like, she doesn't have good reception.
Like we had the nail artist and then straight away we could have had...
We'll cut to Vogue in Australia.
I'm beckin' raging.
I'm so happy right now.
Oh, that's good.
Here we go. Question three.
What's
no
the
lifelines.
Point?
On his own, on his own.
We could end it now and play some more songs.
Nope.
But no, yous are selfish. Yous want the people of Dublin to listen to me fail.
That's what they all want.
You've already failed. It's already over.
I hate this.
But for the laugh.
Fail again.
Go on.
Other than pregnancy, give us just one little reason why your period could be late. Just one.
Stress. Final answer.
Done.
That was right.
Stress is correct.
It's
stress
correct.
Is correct. You didn't give me a tick.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
But that's the end of the game.
That's what I live for, Emma.
You were so ready with that.
She wanted to hit it so fast.
I mean, personality-wise, it's true. But you did technically win the girly quiz this week.
What did you lose the girly quiz
he got,
this week?
Oh, he got two wrong. Oh, he got that question right.
Sorry. Are you having a stroke?
I think so.
Okay. I
Wait,
got two
got...
right.
Yeah, so you
and
won
one
it.
Wrong.
No.
How did I
How
win it?
How does it work?
Fiona Frawley! I can't believe Fiona's been on this show since April and does right. not know the rules of the girly quiz. That was quite a shock to me.
Sorry.
Us all there now.
That was actually really, really
Did
bad.
You think I had to get two out of three to win?
A majority.
Yeah. A majority.
You always thought it was a majority rule.
I guess I just haven't been paying attention. But I love the girly quiz and everything it stands for. But Emma always explains the rules and I just sit here and
so
try
no
and hide
no
my facial expressions. No, I do listen, but it's more like a soothing...
More of a passive listen.
Right.
It's more of a brain massage.
Must get three questions correct to win
the
week.
To win the week. Oh, now that you say that, that does sound
familiar. That was a bell, actually.
Here since April.
Hey, I love. I'm a big fan of the show. Love it.
Let's go. Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we getting on? Wholesome activity alert.
Oh, go on.
Every night before we're about to go to sleep, my husband Dwayne opens
up. You can't
up
say
his,
it's seriously yet, can you?
Well, no, I can't because I feel like it makes us sound old on the show.
It does.
I should be saying my fella.
Can you believe you're a wife?
No, I know, it's literally crazy. That's why I feel like I just shouldn't have to introduce him like that anymore. But that's a conversation.
You're
for
a hubby.
Day. I know, me hubby himself.
The luckiest man in Dublin.
Says you. But we get into bed and he opens up his saved videos because he has a folder called Saved Videos to Show Fiona. It's actually Saved Videos to Show Fifi, but I feel like that is a bit too personal.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah, too much.
I know, I've said it now. And they're all like dog themed and they're cute. But you know, like you've seen one, you've seen them all, and it's hard to react too much.
These are videos that he's seen across the day or across the week or whatever, and he puts them in this folder. And rather than just sending them to you.
Yeah, I was like, why didn't you just send them
to you? He's like, let's watch together. Do you ever do that?
No.
Watch some of the videos.
I hate spending time
together.
With Pippa Easy.
So fair. No, well then this is not the activity for you. But I was kind of like looking through all of them, and it's like, yeah, they're cute, but I wasn't. wasn't like verbally expressing. Do you know what I mean?
And I'll nod here and there.
Yeah, a bit of a, oh.
That's
yeah,
annoying, because
oh,
you kind of have yeah, to perform and be like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Well, to all of them.
Well, he oh, knew what he was doing with this one, right? It was a video of a 10-year-old dog getting her adoption day in like a shelter in America or something. And I was like, yeah, yeah, Grant. And then all of a sudden, I think it's the sad music they add to it. I've like talked about this in the show before. I was bawling, crying, but silently sobbing.
Oh, wow.
And like the pillow was like soaked. I was crying so much. And then I just had to turn around and go to bed. I was like, that's the end of video time. No more, no more. But yeah, that's, I feel like if you are someone who shows your partner loads of dog videos, do one of a sad one on death's door getting adopted if you want that strong reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
If
yeah,
it's
yeah,
just like, oh, the dog ate the pillow, you're not going to get much.
What's your favourite type of dog content on TikTok? Because I love when I love guilty dogs.
Oh, they're
so good.
I have
one to show
good,
you from yesterday. I bought
on,
two reindeer Christmas decorations yesterday.
Oh,
had them up like fairly high.
They're
was
gone,
out for an hour and I came back.
He
and,
said, yeah, there for me.
He said, there for me. And the video that Jack took of walking in the door to find them going, did you do this? And him just going,
meow. Oh, oh stop.
My God. Looking at them, I'm so sorry.
Get that up on TikTok now. Go and show me it tonight.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Dublin loves Christmas.
What?
I know,
you
crazy.
Mean it?
It's in the RDS. It's called Dublin Loves Christmas. And it's kind of like, do you remember last year in Smithfield they had like Christmas markets and stuff? I think they have that again,
oh, yeah,
this year.
Yes.
I remember that.
But there was a lot of kind of talk about the, how expensive it was and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, that has, I think, moved now to the RDS.
Right.
And
is it like, did I see you on like a theme park situation?
I'll get to all of it.
We're so excited. We can't wait.
At Dublin Loves Christmas in the RDS, it was basically just like a Christmas village type thing. Mm-hmm. And you could go and you could get some Christmas decorations. Decorations, you could get some hot chocolate, you could get some Christmas cookies and all that kind of stuff. You could walk around the village. It's all like red carpeted as well, and there's like little huts and stuff like that. I don't know if you've ever seen the Galway Christmas markets.
I have.
Similar
kind
vibe,
of
I love
similar
it
vibe to that. And all of the stalls are kind of English. Like, I think they bring them over from English because all the prices are like £5 for, you know, hot chocolate or whatever.
Oh, they should support
that's
the locals.
That's a shame.
But these things always are just big money grabbing things. Do you know what I mean? And I was thinking, oh my God, this is going to be... And me and my housemates decided to go to this.
So
and we
cute,
were like, this is going to be like that Willy Wonka's factory.
The thing in Glasgow.
The thing in Glasgow all them years ago. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And it was just a disaster. I was like, this is going to be crap. Because I've seen some TikToks and stuff and I was like, oh, it looks a bit cat, to be honest.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it just looks a bit
yeah.
And so we went into, we were like, our two housemates, so it's me, my housemate Ben, and then our two other housemates, Linda and Rosie. And Linda and Rosie were like, lads, I don't want to hear a single bit of negativity. No negativity. We are going to this to feel Christmassy. Don't ruin it for us.
That is
so
a tall order
it is,
for David Hammond.
But what me and Ben decided to do was do the complete opposite of be negative. And we were so positive about everything.
That's really annoying.
Yeah.
Because we were so positive about everything, we had the best time. Wow. If you go into this thing thinking it's going to be crap, you'll have a great time. If you go into this thinking, I know I'm going to spend a night load of money, you're going to have a great time.
Right.
Second we walked in, there was a game. You got to throw three Santas into a chimney. If you got it in, you won a tiny little teddy bear.
Okay.
We did not win, but that cost us £7
wow,
for three throws.
And you can't put
just
a price on those experiences.
And then we walked around the corner and there was, you had to throw a ping pong ball into a little cup. And if you got that, you won a tiny little crappy teddy worth
right,
4 cents, I'd okay, imagine. And that cost another £7.
Wow.
And we didn't win that either.
€14
But
gone,
boy, did wow, we have fun.
What I'm really getting from this is that you're crap at fairground
yes,
games.
Yes, absolutely terrible at them. But we genuinely had such a laugh. We went and got a burger then, and then we went on one of those fairground rides where they bring you up really, really high and then drop you.
Oh, fun. Oh,
it was yeah, a feeling like I had never experienced in my entire life. Ben was like the mammy because he didn't want to go up on it, so he was holding everyone's coats. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I love that.
And so we went up on this thing and the feeling of it dropping is like nothing I've ever experienced. I thought I'd be like grand.
Yeah.
Halfway down, I was like, ah!
It was awful.
Like a bungee jump. It's that like, feeling of free fall.
Yeah, it's like imagine your body is just still, right? Yeah. But everything in your body, bones and guts and everything, is moving upwards. Do you know what I mean?
I've done it at Electric Picnic years ago. Yeah. But I don't think I'd do it again now at my
big
age.
It was absolutely nuts. So it was, and then we went in the little waltzers and stuff. Honestly, it wasn't the worst price at all. Like, it was a fiver for the waltzers, it was a tenner for the drop.
I never.
They only drop
with
you once, though, which is a bit crap.
I always feel it's a little bit of a rob to be charged for a throw.
That's crap. Yeah,
that's
just
a throw. How can it be like, 7 euro to throw something?
I know.
Because
it is
people can throw the thing as many times. It's not like a perishable item.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? They're using the same ball or the same beanbag or whatever. So why is it so expensive? Was it 5 euro for the entire waltzer and you all got in?
No,
or was it
five euro
per person?
5 euro
so
each.
So they made 20 quid off you. Did Ben get on the waltzers?
They've seen us coming. They were laughing seeing us coming in. We were like, I just knew I was going to spend money, so I didn't care.
Why are the waltzers still the most scary things?
The waltzers are like, it started off so crap. And we were like, oh my God, I remember waltzers as being the best crack in the world. But this is crap. Like, and then they started spinning us and we had a ball.
That is
the
Do it, Callum. Fun.
Scream if you want to go fast.
the other one was like, okay, let's go.
Get your cab.
Put your hands off.
Your man is going around the waltzers just with a vape in hand, just kind of up and down and spinning this. He did not care at all.
But that's how it's always been. I think that's the scary thing about the waltzers. You put your life into the hands of this 19-year-old lad who does not care about your well-being.
No,
and you just offer it up to God.
So when we were going on the big drop, which is actually quite high, like we were kind of looking up and we kept going up and up and up and up, and we were at the very top, and there was the difference between all of us, right? Linda was like, I actually feel pretty calm, and I was like, that's good, Linda's accepted death, fine. I was a little bit like, I can't really look out, and Rosie was like, I can't believe they didn't make a sign anything. They just threw away.
She's all woke now.
Why did I make it? What about insurance?
I am happy to die on this ride.
that would be me.
I would recommend going to Dublin Loves Christmas.
Okay.
Bit of crack.
Here's Ed Sheeran now, Sapphire. And it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and I have some amazing news.
Ooh.
It's going to make us all really, really happy.
Okay.
Guys, we are still teenagers. It is official.
Oh. No.
I knew it.
You're
teenagers.
Both quite old.
Hey.
Neurologically speaking, okay?
Oh my God.
I knew that about me.
This is research that's been done by the University of Cambridge, and it's making headlines, and people are very happy because it showed that the brain stays in this adolescent phase until they are early 30s, and that's when people peak, okay? So they did these tests on the brains of 4,000 people, basically, up to the age of 90. And basically, they're saying that there's a certain amount of brain phases throughout life.
Mm-hmm.
So childhood, apparently, like so early, from birth to age 9, neurologically speaking. Adolescence from 9 to 32. I'm still 32. Yeah.
That's a large, chunk of your life.
Like 9 to 32.
Surely not. Like,
and you're adolescent.
Is your adolescent brain?
But that is what don't they say that you're in order for like you to be like fully grown up or fully yourself and stop changing massively is when your prefrontal lobe develops.
Yeah, but that happens younger for women, doesn't it?
Or it's like 27
for men.
It's 30, I think, for men. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's older.
Okay,
they're saying adulthood is from 32 to 66. Early aging. I love this. It's so positive.
Yeah.
Say that early aging doesn't even start till you're 66 and doesn't wrap until you're 83.
I agree with that.
And then they're saying late aging is from 83 onwards.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Anyway, I was thinking just to put this theory to the test, just, you know, because it is such amazing news, obviously, that we're all still teenagers.
Totally.
I'd like to just give you some scenarios to see how you'd react if just test the neurological part of the brain and this whole theory.
Okay.
So, Dave, you're in your family home. That's what I want you to imagine. You're home for a few days over Christmas. And now it's Christmas Day. Your brother, Sean, is wearing your shirt that you know was hanging in your wardrobe. Do you A, wrestle him to the ground screaming, "What part of don't take my stuff do you not understand?" Or B, "Sean, that colour really suits you. I'm so glad you chose to wear that today."
I would probably do neither. I'd be like, "That's my shirt." So I'd probably be a little bit of A and a little bit of B.
Okay.
I'd probably be like, "Why are you wearing my shirt? It does look decent on you." Obviously it does because it's my shirt. But I don't think I'd wrestle him, or I don't think I'd be massively cool with it.
Mm.
So a little bit of A, little bit of B.
That makes him a bit old.
Yeah, a bit of a politician. Yeah,
lads, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. I am just, you know, waiting for those bells.
You're middle of the road, Hammond.
Right, Fiona, you're in a restaurant with your dad. The waiter brings over the bill to you. Your dad says, big ups, bruv, that slap for real. Ooh. Do you A, go really red, you know, up until your ears hiss, and dad, you're so embarrassing.
Yes.
Or do you B, say, look at him really fondly, thinking how proud you are that he's staying so young at heart?
Oh, I would have to be B. I've spent so many years doing A for my dad, and that time is gone. I've no more embarrassment left to give. He has
that
embarrassed me on a number of occasions.
Old.
Oh.
Have you decided this, or is this the scientists?
Well, I'm saying a teenager would say, dad, you're so embarrassing.
Ah, okay. I see what you mean.
Dave, here we go. You've just found out you've been removed from your friend's close friend story, and you don't know why. And then you discover someone deleted a comment that you'd replied to, and now you look like a crazy person. Do you A, frantically delete the comment, then message all your group chats about the lad who removed you from the close friends and stay up for the night worrying about it? Or do you B, understand that we've just got no control over others' actions on social media?
I refuse to believe that I have no control over other people's actions. So it would 100% be A. I would be frantically in the group chat going, can't believe this happened. Did you see this? I can't believe it. And no one else would care.
Okay, that would make you young.
Whoa,
I know. Super young.
Young king.
Maybe Fiona, just immature.
We're bringing it back a little bit. You're running late to the disco. Your fella hasn't texted you back.
The disco.
Yeah. Your fella hasn't texted you back now in hours.
Yeah.
And you're there applying your mascara. Mm-hmm. But you blink too early and you smudge your makeup. Do you A, break down in sobs of tears, call your mom, have a bath, get into your pajamas and hating yourself because now you're not at the disco at all? Or B, take a deep breath, count to 10, calmly remove the smudges, redo your makeup and realise that Mel Robbins was right on the let them theory?
I feel like both make me sound old, but I'm going for A.
Okay, then you're getting it. You are young.
Yeah.
Guys, this is great. This
teenage
is great.
Pregnancy, what am I going to do? Girl in trouble.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Have you heard about this? If you haven't, we'll fill you in. But bear in mind, tomorrow, 8 o'clock on the button in the morning, tickets will go on sale for this on Spin's website, spin103.com. 8 o'clock, first thing. I think it's going to go very quickly.
Yeah,
they're going to be
so
gone like
if you have
that.
No idea what it is, we're hosting a huge stand-up comedy night this Christmas, all to raise money for Dublin Simon community. Dublin Simon community is a charity who serves people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness through outreach, treatment, counselling and recovery services.
So our night, the Big Night of Laughs, is happening at the Sugar Club. It's on December 10th. It's over 18s. Tickets are on sale tomorrow, as we say, on the Spin website. €30 they'll cost you.
It'll go straight to charity as well.
Yes, exactly.
Like
every
which is
cent
amazing.
Of it is going to charity. Now, I've utilised some contacts that I have, and I've actually gone for all ones that are really good crack. I haven't just gone for like my mates that like I want to spend time with on the night. These are people that I would
She's
like
gone
to spend
for
time
comedians
with.
That I said, hey, will you get me to be friends with them, please?
Yeah,
I love them.
And you're going to be friends with
the
them.
The lineup's
all.
Amazing. We announced our final act this morning. So we're looking at Shane Daniel Byrne. He was on the show with us the other day. His podcast is the Young Hot Guys podcast.
Yes. Oh, no, this show good. Spin, all the young people. I'm like 23 myself. All the young people. 6'7", am I right?
You got it.
Then also on the lineup is the brilliant Rachel Galvo.
Woo. I was talking to my friends yesterday and some people were like, oh, it's so early. Oh, you're a weirdo. But I'm so festive. I'm so ready. Because you know when you turn on the TV and the nativity was on.
Mm. Oh,
and
really?
And so I was ready.
She's brilliant fun.
That's a special South Dublin edition that they only show. They only screen that kind of nativity.
It's on TGD4.
Yeah, I have no idea what she was talking about. We're all like, yeah, Rachel.
Also confirmed was Michael Fry and this morning Emma Doran. So look, your tickets in the morning, 8 a.m. on Spin's website.
You don't want to miss this. It's going to be the best crack ever. Plus, myself and Emma will be doing a 5-minute set on the night as well.
I feel like that's something people in particular are going to be buying tickets to see. And just to say again, like all of these acts, like Shane with his podcast just sold out the National Stadium. Rachel Galvo is doing about 4 ambassadors. Like Emma is doing, I'm pretty sure she's doing a few Olympias.
Tours.
So it's like to see them all in this intimate venue for £30 and that goes
is
to charity
insane.
Is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really, really is. You'd pay that to see one of these people.
100%.
So this is your.
And you'd be happy with us.
And there's no Ticketmaster charges. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah,
this is your warning. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Santa's coming to town. We are putting these tickets up on sale. Bang on 8 o'clock on the button. Radio.
Radio.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Oh my God. Hey guys, it's the part of the show where I just impart serious wisdom on you and send you off into the rest of your day thinking, wow, that Fiona, she is so deep. Last night I was out. I actually
was wet leg.
Yeah,
oh my
I
God,
went to wet
so
leg.
Good.
So
why does that
good.
Sound familiar?
Do you know, on the chaise long, on the chaise long. On
oh
the chaise
yes,
long.
Yeah.
So all day long.
Absolute belter.
So of so good. Yeah. So Dwayne is a big fan of these, and
you said to me yesterday leaving work, I said, any plans for the day? He said, yeah, I'm chilling for the afternoon, and then I'm going to some music thing with Dwayne later. But I saw you were at Wet Leg. I was like, that's so cool.
Are they like an old 90s band?
No, they're new. Like they're like modern, hot, sexy girls, like guys with long hair.
Oh,
they're
cool.
Very, very cool.
Oh, crap. I hate when there's a cool. I thought I really wanted it to be an old band from the 90s.
We go
didn't
to
know.
Them as well. Like sometimes I lose track because Dwayne goes to a lot of gigs on his own, and I'm trying to be better at going to some with him. And I've had to cancel. I just get mixed up. There's one that I have to cancel because it's on the same night of our big night of laughs, and then there's of course Wet Leg. And he was like, "Are you looking forward to the gig tonight? Like, what are you hoping they play?" And I was like, "Who are we going to again?" But then I get in, and I was absolutely delighted. First, their pre-show playlist was incredible. It was all like 2000s indie sleaze, which was taking me back to my youth. Saying nothing about it.
Yeah, give me an example.
Like LCD Sound System, brilliant. CSS, Can't See Just Their Sexy.
Oh, BFB and
BFB
Force
and
2K and JCK
and all sorts like that. And then they come out, the band come out, and Rian is the name of the lead singer, and it's just like a silhouette of her at the start, and just smoky, and she's like cool. flexing her muscles, and like she's just such a ride. And I've concluded that the way to be really sexy on stage is to look like you're wearing something you would wear to bed, because then it feels forbidden for us in the crowd. Like, you know when like Taylor Swift
or
Beyonce. Do you
mean bed as in or
yeah.
bed as in...
No, not bed as in sexy time. No, like bed as in sleep.
Okay.
Like, do you
so
know what?
Pajamas.
Pretty much pajamas. Like, you know when like Taylor Swift or Beyonce have like on like the bedazzled like one piece or whatever, and it's like short. This girl, Rian, she had like a long sleeved white top and like white granny knickers.
Class.
And she looked unbelievable.
I'd imagine so.
And
you're
it
not
was, like,
selling it to me.
No, it was unreal.
Really?
I was gagged. And so was everyone in the crowd. All different ages.
Show me, like, explain granny knickers. Were they the proper pantaloons? Like,
no, but they were just big knickers. Like, nice. They weren't a thong. Like, yeah. There was no arse cheek on show, but they were kind of like low rise.
She must have had a great arse to pull that off.
She had an incredible arse. She had an unbelievable arse, and she's an amazing singer as well. So there you go. Wet Leg.
That's just part two.
That's just the sequel. She be squatting. They're back in the summer. They're playing in Trinity. Come for the arse. Stay for the music.
Do you know what, Fiona? I will.
Yeah.
That's like your new cherry comedy slogan. Come for the R, stay for the comedy.
Exactly. Oh my God. Can we get that? Can we get that on a poster? Stat!
So Wet Leg, big fan.
Oh my God, they were amazing. Great night.
Wet legs,
anything
big arses.
Wet leg?
One guy was wearing shorts, so
okay,
maybe.
Potentially. Here's Lola Young now. This is Spin.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.